Praise be the Lord. Father, we thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit in the congregation. See the glory of the Lord upon every face. The glory of the Lord, upon Mount Zion, upon all our assembly. The glory of the Lord, and for our defense. We bless and we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the testimony, the deliverance this morning. Bless your word as we read this morning, to be mixed with strength in our hearts. And the Lord will be transformed for a greater glory that we came in by virtue and the reason of your word. Father, we ask in the almighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. By the grace of God, I will take a text from that I may know him. Praise the Lord. That's my soldier, that I may know him. I want to talk about four ways of knowing Christ. Don't forget, I talked about him. The first thing that God used to write this text in the Apostle Paul, is one of the powerful Christians, so an apostle, praise the Lord. So knowing Christ is a special thing and something like that he's talking about here. Anyway, one may know the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people may merely historically. They don't have that he came to the world and all those things. So they may know him merely historically. Believe that he really lived, died, rose, and ascended. They can do all those things exactly as the gospel narrative says. Believe that he really was the Son of God. They can do that. The supreme exemplar. They can believe that. They can know that. The Savior of the world. Yeah, they can know that. Believing, it all. Yet, only in the sense of assenting with the mind. It's just in their head only. It's not really from their heart and so on. Many people do that and so on. And not in the deeper sense of accepting him with the heart. And there are many of people that are today and so on. Another one, way of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is contemporaneously. Contemporaneously, that's a simple English. Contemporaneously. Believing in him as the risen one, who said in Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Yet, despite that, not knowing him by direct contact, talking about four possible ways people may know Christ and so forth. Yet, another way is this. One may even know him contactually. Contact and so on, contactually. Having received him spiritually to indwell in that person as his Savior, and yet not knowing him in the way that the Apostle wrote by the Holy Spirit, where he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sovereign being made conformable unto his death. So, Apostle Paul wanted to know the Lord Jesus Christ, his heavenly Lord, with a reverent, holy familiarity, in a continually deeper, richer, spirit-to-spirit communion with him. That's what he wanted. We can begin to perceive. And Paul wanted to know the Lord, Jesus, in an ever-expanding, experiential exploration, So, he expresses this in the writing by divine inspiration, so that we, ourselves, may have the same reverent heart, heart longing toward the Lord Jesus Christ, that I may know him. The Holy Ghost wrote, indeed, should be the focus point of all Christian desire. I'll say that again. That I may know him, indeed, should be the focus point of all Christian desire. See? Considering all that the Lord Jesus has done for you and me, and all he has become to us, and all he is in himself, should we not long to know him in the way the Holy Spirit wrote by Apostle Paul? Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is none other than the eternal word, became flesh, the very deity incarnate in our humanity, the lamb slain for the foundation of the world. The only but all-sufficient Redeemer, Reconciler, and Restorer of men to God. In Him alone, in the Lord Jesus, but in Him directly and half-satisfyingly, we may know the Creator Spirit of the universe. I say Creator Spirit of the universe, yes, you know, and fellowship, you know, with Him as our Heavenly Father, you know. So, and yes, He is the Creator Spirit of the universe. We are told in John 4:24, God is a spirit, praise the Lord. And he that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, praise the Lord. Exalting Him and so forth. I mean, so many reasons we can't even exhaust why we should know Him even more and the power of His resurrection. Did not our Lord Jesus said in in John 14:6, exhorting Him still, and giving us of the many innumerable reasons why we should even know Him more and more and the power of His resurrection. In John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Did He not later say or add to it in John 14:9, He that has seen Me has seen the Father, the deity of Christ, right? To tell us even the reason why, among many innumerable reasons, why we should know Him more and more the power of His resurrection. Don't even forget, the angels who have been with Him for years of years don't know so much about Him. Praise the Lord. Had Lucifer known anything about Him, would have done what he did? Maybe not. Praise the Lord. See? The power of His resurrection. Anyway, so, and did He not even afterward declare in John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. So you see, therefore, I put it, nothing can be more sacred, or vital, or wonderful, than to know our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. As the Apostle Paul, longed increasingly to know Him when he penned that scripture that I've been reading, you know, by the Holy Ghost and so on, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering being made conformable unto His death. Now, can we overemphasize this morning the necessary prerequisites of clearly understanding what is meant by knowing Christ in the way that the Holy Ghost wrote by the Apostle and so on? What are the prerequisites of knowing Him in the way that the Holy Ghost wrote in this text? That is the subject this morning. What are the prerequisites? How may we know Him more and more and so on? And for example, how can we know more and more? Let's take about 3 points. How we may really know Him more and more and the power of His resurrection and so on. Yes. Don't forget, devotees of many religious leaders think a great deal about their leaders, right, don't they? But they cannot contact them or know them personally. For those leaders were long since departed from this world, buried, and their bones are still moldering in the dust of the earth. Only one empty grave, that of Christ. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's right. And for example, you know, Buddha or Buddhist or Mohammedan, no Buddha or Mohammed, they don't know them by direct contact. They don't, you know. And nay, the very suggestion would be ridiculed and absurd by the devotees if they say they know Him and so on. They can't contact Him. They can't contact Buddha or Mohammed and something like that, you know. For, you know, like all other mortals, Buddha and Muhammad, of course, succumbed to the death, to death, and their spirits fled from this world centuries ago. So we know that. How then could Paul, or how can even the Christian, know the Lord Jesus Christ personally and continually? You see? I know you're a Christian. I thought Paul was a Christian, right? I mean, you know, and all that. You see, pray that you may know Him, right? So, it is because our Lord Jesus is alive, amen. When I first came to the Lord and I got a sticker of my Bible, Christ is alive today, praise the Lord. And I carry it all over the end of the church, great inspiration. Christ, Jesus is alive today. I carry that sticker for a long time and so on, because he's alive. Even as he said, declared in Revelation 1:18, and he that liveth and was dead, the Lord said, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And he put the word amen there. And I have the keys of hell and of death. No Christian need to fear hell or death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. He had the keys there of another. Anyway, so then, we may really know our Lord Jesus today in the way that the Holy Ghost wrote to us, by the Apostle Paul, and so that I may know him. See? Now, here are three preliminaries of accomplishing this, to know him more and the power of his resurrection. Number one, Apostle Paul obviously meant us to be in communication with the Lord Jesus Christ directly, more than you ever be before, And so even considering the words that I may know him, right? Know that him. We are to know him, right? Not merely the Christ of the creeds, people's creeds and so on, or the Jesus of the tradition, not that one, but him, the Lord Jesus. Not just as Christ, who is interpreted to us through sermons or books, or even the Bible itself, but him, not merely theoretically or sentimentally, but experientially, him. Praise the Lord. That's what the apostle was talking about by the Holy Ghost. Don't forget, even Job of old, in Job 42, in his book, verse 1, after he had got experience with God, you see, then Job answered the Lord and said, verse 5, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Praise the Lord. Amen. He has heard anything about the Lord, and so, but now, not because they say, amen, praise the Lord. Okay. So you say that one has another thing, Now, think of, God communicated with Moses and so forth, number 12:5. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called. Now, this is the case where Aaron and Miriam, the brother of Moses and Miriam, his sister, begin to pressurize and begin to say things against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. Praise the Lord. And they begin to accuse Moses and so forth and that, Talking about communication and so on that, with clear communication and so on that, Anyway, so in that place, so now in Numbers 12:5. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud. Last time we talked about God can talk, right? Praise the Lord. God can speak, he can write. Praise the Lord. Number 12:5. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both comforted. Verse 6. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in my house. Yes? And with him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark speeches. The similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Talking about communication, right? Communication with Christ and all that, So, before we begin to envy Moses, don't forget that we are even in the greater position than Moses was. Praise the Lord. That's right. You as a Christian and so on, you're in the greater position than Moses was and so on, Bible says that, what was exclusive to Moses in the Old Testament became the privilege of all believers through the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14:23, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, And my Father, we love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. 2 Corinthians 3:10 says this. For even that which was made glorious in the days of Moses, right, had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelled. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, success. For verse 11 says, For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Praise the Lord. Don't need to even take a communication with God, right? God say, well, if I have a prophet there and so on, I can see to you in a vision or in a dream. But Moses, who was so much to know the Lord and so on, you know how humble he was, and so on, that to know God has seen to him face to face and mouth to mouth and so on. Now, anyway, communication with the Lord and so on. Now, to know him must be our controlling desire as Christian believers, even as it was with Paul. Just about two or three points about how we may know him, right, and so on, that you know. So communication all the time with the Lord and so forth, that you know. Another thing is this: it should be our controlling desire as Christian believers, even as it was with Paul. The Lord cannot be known just by hurried snatches of two or three minutes prayer in the morning or at bedtime. It goes beyond that. To really know him goes beyond the two or three, 5 minutes people pray in the morning and maybe at bedtime. I mean, to know him, I mean, you have to go above that. You have to find time and something like that, you know. So we must somehow get on hurriedly along with the Lord Jesus Christ, long enough with him and often enough for him to fulfill that promise of John 14:21, where he says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. See? So not the hurriedly prayer in the morning, maybe 5 minutes before you go to work, or the last 3 minutes to pray in the night and so forth. We must spend more time with the Lord and so on hurriedly. And long enough, don't always forget that message about walking with the Lord, right? Spend more time with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to him and obey his voice. So thus, to know him must be our dearest and deepest ambition in this world. Now, think about this. Think of how men have been mastered by the passion for money, the passion for power, the passion for knowledge, the passion for to discover, the passion to invent, and the passion to achieve. They put all they got to it, right? People spend hours and things in the lab, right? Looking for this, looking for that, and that, you know. Now, think about this. Then reflect how pathetically, half-heartedly, most of us are in this holiest, we call it, are the heaviest pursuit of all. We need to know him more at the hour of resurrection. The scientists spend hours in the lab, right? The artists spend months in practicing, right? So how much more this, desire to really know the Lord Jesus Christ at the power of his resurrection. How easily we give away or we give way to discouragement and interruption ought not to be so, you know. Now, there is definitely a place for human resolving in this matter of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And my prayer this morning is that for every one of us to do this, resolve to know Christ and the power of his resurrection from today forward. Amen? Praise the Lord. I mean, yeah. Apostle Paul was, you resolve, just make up your mind. Look, not looking back, I want to know more, him more, and the power of his resurrection. Number three. The words that I may know him evidently indicate a developing communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget this man that got you to write this thing to us. Paul already knew Christ in a life transforming experience, but he could not halt right there. Let's see some of his own testimony to see how much he already have been with Christ in his testimony to King Agrippa in Acts 26, 13 verse. To see his background and so on, which you all know, but let us read it. You cannot see where is coming from when he said that I may know him, right? And the power of his resurrection. 26 of Acts 13. Testimony to King Agrippa and so on. The king that said, O Paul, thou art almost passing to be a Christian. Paul said, well, I wish I am a Christian, that I must say, except for this my bond. He was in chains, right? Praise the Lord. He said, anyway, say King Agrippa, do you catch it incredible that God can raise the dead? Anyway, praise the Lord. Anyway, that's the testimony of the person writing to us by the Holy Ghost. So, verse 13. At me, the old king, in Agrippa, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journey with me. And where we were all falling to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But arise, and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. So, and I'm going to look at that in 1 Corinthians 9:1. You know, the testimony of this man. Am I not an apostle, he said? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our Lord? See? He again referred or referred to this thing in 1 Corinthians 15, when he was talking about the resurrection and so on, 15:8. He was seen of me also as of one born out of this time. I just kind of watched through some of his experience and the person that got you to write this message to others, and know him and the power of his resurrection. So vivid and thrilling though this experience of Paul may be, it was the starting point, not the goal. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how he saw the Lord Jesus and so he said, so I don't know. It was not the end, it was the starting point. In communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, there could be nothing static or final in it. Praise the Lord. So don't limit it now. Nothing static or final. Think of it as the ocean without shore. Amen? The way we should know him. Think of it as the continent without bounds. Praise the Lord. Meaning to know Christ, yes, our Lord and our Savior, the living God, right? Paul's words mean that I may increasingly know him. See? That's the meaning of it. Increasingly. You know? What scripture says that we may increase in the knowledge of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't get static and we are, even the angels who have been with him for eons don't know all of the things. As well as, you know, anyway, we are told in Colossians 2:3. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. But notice something in there. He said treasures are not only in him, those treasures were hid. Praise the Lord. That was the scripture says, they were hid. What does that mean to us? Why are they hid? Is it because you want to hide it from us, or reluctant to reveal to us? No, not really. The Lord does him with large power. The reason is this. It is so that you and I may have the joy of continual discovery. Praise the Lord. That's why. The joy of continual discovery. If we make time to know him. That's why. So anyway, to pray more. You should pray more than you already pray for. Oh, to know him better, you see? Oh, to discover those best of all treasures that are talking, that is talking, that scripture and so on, that, you know. So, to know him is to know his love. Praise the Lord. Yeah, another scripture, let me read that in Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Ghost praying here for the church through the same apostle, that he will grant you and me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. That is the will of God. Being filled with all the fullness of God. So much so that being transformed day by day, that when he appear, we shall be like him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the short thing, that we've been transformed from glory to glory, and that, you know. Ephesians 5:30 says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones, right? So, and he put it there in verse 32. This is talking about marriage and so on. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So, knowing that we are members, I read that to show you that we believers are members of the bride of Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's why I read that we are flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. And he was speaking about marriage in that place, right? And then he come and said, look, this is a great issue. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Having said that and established to remind you and I, as believers in the Lord, as we are members of his bride, then is it not time for you and I, as members of Christ's bride, to be saying with the bride depicted in the Song of Solomon, 3 verse 2, he said, I will seek him whom my soul loveth. Amen. Praise the Lord. That I may know him, right? And the power of his resurrection. That I will seek him whom my soul loveth. Only a short time later, that same depicted in the bride said in verse 4, I found him whom my soul loveth. Praise the Lord. Amen. Seeking the Lord and so on. I mean, you know, so. So shall it be with you and I, if we truly seek him, we shall find him to our heart's desire. You know, in Amos 5:8, seek him that maketh the seven stars. By that he meant it clearly. You know, that what he meant here. And a lion and turned the shadow of death into the morning. And maketh the day dark, the Lord does, with night. Just his wonderful works, right? Part of that work. That a corner for the waters of the sea and poured them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He praised the Lord.
Amen.
Seek him if you want to really know him more and more. And the power of his resurrection. No casual seeking now. See? Even Job 9:7. I said that he that maketh the seven stars, right? The Pleiades. No, Job tell us more about this. Job 9:7. And he said, which commanded the sun, and it rises not, and sealeth up the stars, which, verse 8, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea. Verse 9 says, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth great things, past finding out. Yes, and wonders without number. Praise the Lord.
Okay?
So how do you know him more and the power of his resurrection? By seeking him. That's why I'm writing this message up like that. Seeking the Lord and so on and that, you know. And we are guaranteed. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Not half-heartedly now. Praise the Lord. I mean, with God, mean with all your heart. We guarantee you that and that, you know. So this morning, I just a little exhortation here, and the communication with the Lord and some of that, you know. Don't you remember Moses, you know, and 40 days and so on for the man, you know, just seeking the Lord and so on, while they were worshiping idols and things like that, you know. So this morning, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And then we say it should be a controlling factor in every Christian's life. See? Not a static knowledge, you know, that you and I may increase in the knowledge of God. And then just go by really seeking him with all our heart. Even the Lord himself says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your strength, with all your mind, with all your power. Praise the Lord. Take of the apostle as well. So this morning, just in a softened way, let us let it be controlling the heart of our heart to know him as the power of his resurrection. In the book of Acts, Bible says with great power, the apostles bear witness of the resurrection of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you see all those miracles. They emphasize the resurrection. Father, we thank you this morning. Just in a nutshell, Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there is no static experience in Christ. We are to grow up unto you in all things by knowing the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and to put you forth in everything. Apostle, I count all things but dunger for the excellency of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be thus minded, Father, in the almighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will know, seeking for the kingdom of God, he says, and all these other things that the unbeliever run after shall be added unto us. The Bible says, I'm young, now I'm old. Never see the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Father, we thank you this morning. As you put you forth there, and you say, prove me now herewith. You know, I will rebuild the Bible for your sake. Praise the Lord. As you support the gospel of the kingdom of God, you say, prove me now herewith. Many of the things you told us to do, Lord, when it comes to the devourer, as you support the gospel, you know, and so, he said, I, the Lord, will rebuild the devourer. I will not allow him to destroy the fruit of your ground. The Lord even will even open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you have no room to receive. It is ours to claim. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Know you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that he was preached, we read this morning how he created all things. John 1:3. By him were all things made that was made, and nothing was made that wasn't made by him. All things were created by him. Colossians 1:16 says, by him were all things created, visible and invisible. Had the dominion, principalities and power, all things were made by him. And that is our God and so forth. Yet he left all this glory in heaven and took on our poverty, that then we may be rich. So therefore we put all we have into the gospel, and the Lord will continue to bless his children. We thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord, putting him first. And we know he will fulfill and supply all our needs. Philippians 4:19, our God shall supply all our need according to his riches in glory by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for putting us in remembrance this morning. Apostle Paul and Peter by the Holy Ghost. I know you know all these things. I will still put you in remembrance. Praise the Lord. Romans 12:5. The renewing of our mind in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you go this morning, it says, meditate upon these things in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his word, does he meditate day and night? Whether you are at work or whatever it is, day and night, then shall you make your way prosperous. Then shall you have a good success just by meditation upon his word. Father, we thank you. I commit all the need here this morning to your hand, Lord, sitting and resting upon that word of God. Lord, oh God, you say you're going to supply all the need according to your riches in glory. Let it be to every one of us this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be for the spirit man, be for the soul or for the body, Father, grant it, Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your promises. In Jesus' holy name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.